15 degrees. And good morning to Jason Cans from jasoncans.com, author of Letters to the Beloved.
Good morning.
15 degrees. My wife and I, late night last night, so we got invited. Josh Stream is our Saturday guy now. And 7 to noon and more. And so he's part of crew at UW Stout. And so the talk, he's like, hey, they were looking for somebody. The subject was having a heart for the world and heard about Teamwork Africa, Liberia. So we got the invite. Here's the deal. It was the crew leaders meeting. They met at 8 o'clock last night in Menominee. And then really, great bunch of folks. But, I mean, I think by the time we started to talk, Peggy and I, it was more like 8:28. So kind of a late night. And so Mark woke up at this morning and then nodded back off, only to wake up shortly before 4:30. So it's been kind of one of those days so far.
Wow. Yeah. You know, there's probably, maybe not at this time of day, but I was going to say there are probably listeners who would think, boy, 8 o'clock, that's not so late, Mark.
you understand.
For you and I.
Yeah.
Yes. We understand that that's late.
Right.
But yeah. No, you had said that to me yesterday, that you were going to be there at that time. And I thought, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do a talk at that time of day anymore.
There you go. All right. Well, it is a Tuesday morning, February 8th, and we're turning to Colossians chapter 2 today. And I think, I don't know, we're going to try to do the two verses. I saw what you got in the letters to the beloved.
Yeah.
And here we go. From the New Living, sure. It says, Paul says, I want you to know how much I have agonized for you and for the church at Laodicea and for many other friends who've never known me personally. Verse 2, my goal is that they'll be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have full confidence because they have complete understanding of God's secret plan, which is Christ himself.
Mm, yeah. So taking that on, I wrote, though Paul could not come to them or to their Laodicean neighbors, he wanted to see the Colossian believers face to face. Personal contact, including the ability to witness one another's expressions, is better than any other form of communication. Paul wished to express his heart of love toward them and see their love for one another. Beloved, when you are with others who love well, it does several things. First, you can encourage one another. Life in a fallen world is often disheartening and isolating. Being with others and talking about the movement of my spirit is a blessing. Second, physical proximity fosters oneness, the very thing that my son prayed for before he went to the cross. From this place of mutual encouragement, you can celebrate the remarkable gift of being wholly in relationship with the Trinity. Even though union may seem mysterious or confusing, it is why I created you.
Mm-hmm. So now, in how many different translations, like when you're trying to say, all right, the idea of Letters to the Beloved, this devotional commentary, as if God himself is communicating this to you, and certainly we know that the Spirit inspired the writer, Paul, of this. But, I mean, do you check out how many translations and then come to the place where you landed, where you feel like this is your authentic piece?
Yeah. You know, so I started, kind of the core text I worked from was the ESV, the English Standard Version. But I also would consult, I think the primary ones I would consult were Peterson's Message paraphrase, NLT, and sometimes the NIV translations, just to try to get a sense of what might be going on in those passages. Every once in a while, I would try to look up what was going on in the Greek to see if that had any influence or change on what might be happening there.
So what I read, the tail end of verse 2, Colossians 2, talking about God's secret plan, which is Christ himself.
Yeah.
How did that strike you as you were looking to put that into Letters to the Beloved?
Right. So here, you know, it says in my NLT, which is probably a different textual version, it says that understand God's mysterious plan instead of secret plan.
Uh-huh.
You know, so for me, it's that last paragraph there where it talks about, even though union may seem mysterious or confusing, it is why I created you. You know, and so I think that recognition of Christ being the mystery, but the purpose for which we exist.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I type in the word mysterious into our vast collection of songs, there's one song that arises, and it's one that had been on my mind. It's Kim Hill, Mysterious Ways. So we will go from that to that. So thank you, Jason. All right. WWIB in a 15-degree Tuesday morning, working our way into Colossians, having some fun from the scripture and Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved.
It's not raw egg smoothies. It's not thousands of shirtless push-ups. No, what will improve your muscle strength? Lifting weights. But wait, before you're like, I don't have time nor money for a gym membership, here's what a new study finds.
Can you spare 3 seconds?
Lifting weights for as little as 3 seconds a day can still have a positive impact on your muscle strength in the long run. This is fascinating to me. Researchers in Australia and Japan found that performing a single bicep curl at maximum effort can lead to a 10% increase in muscle strength in just 1 month.
What?
I mean,
so doing it how often? I mean, I'm confused.
Well, I think it's just one per day, 3 seconds. Assuming you can get it up in 3 seconds.
Three seconds.
So get your big dumbbell and curl it. I would say do one for each arm, but that's 6 seconds. I don't know if you can spare that. But one bicep curl each day.
I think we have a book at home talks about the 4 minute daily workout or something. You know, you might think 8 minutes, 4 minutes. 3 seconds?
Well, and this is the thing. I'll do some YouTube workouts, and, you know, there's lots of different fitness people out there, and it's like, man, 10-minute abs.
Yeah.
And you know, you've got to do that with a lot of consistency for it to do any good. But we're always looking for, you know, shortcuts. You know, here's how you can get that six-pack you want with hardly any effort. And now they're saying, I just have to do a 3-second bicep curl a day?
Crazy.
Yeah. See if it's going to help the dad bod.
Well, we got to follow some kind of song with strength in it. It's Ellie Holcomb, My Portion and My Strength.
3 seconds.
You can do this. One curl a day. Wake up. It's we got a show going on. This is not a good time to sleep.
Especially if you're at the wheel listening to the show right now.
Well, individual aspects of poor sleep can be detrimental to your heart health. People thinking about heart health during February, Heart Month. But if you combine them, the risk of heart disease can increase by as much as 141%. That's the finding of a new study. The study out of South Florida reviewing sleep data of 6,820 U.S. adults with an average age of 53. And so what do they focus on, Caleb?
Well, multiple aspects of sleep health, such as regularity, satisfaction of sleep, alertness during waking hours, timing of sleep, sleep efficiency, sleep duration, and they link all these factors to physician-diagnosed heart disease. What they found was that each additional increase in self-reported sleep health problems from any of those categories was associated with a 54% increased risk of heart disease. And then combining them, that's where we get that big 141% jump in risk.
Yeah. So getting good sleep, that helps towards your heart health. So we say it all the time, and you hear us talk about MindPillow. This was interesting. The background on Caleb and I trying to come up with a trivia question. We almost went with a question this morning, which state is the most sleep deprived? And the answer, I'll just tell you, because it was Googleable, was Hawaii. But it was striking. The state that gets the best sleep is
Minnesota.
The home of MyPillow.
Is that a quinky dink? I don't know.
So I just want to encourage you as you go to MyPillow.com to help get the best night's sleep possible and beyond, right? I mean, they've got other items, the slippers and the bath towels and such. But right now, the flash sale, the Giza Dream Sheets guarantee the most comfortable sheets. We're moving towards spring, and I'd want the Giza Dream Sheets for spring and summer, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, and again, I've got the flannels going on right now.
Yeah,
and
me too.
Yeah, incredible sale right now. They've never offered the sheets for this low of a price. So just one more sleep aid. But again, the net of all of this, get your sleep. Remember, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's just an American thing, but we think, oh, I don't need that much. I don't need 7.5, 8 hours. I can get by on 4. I can get by on 5.
Yeah.
No, it adds up. And again, later in life, it's putting yourself at risk. So, do yourself and your family a big favor and get a good night's rest tonight.
A lot of times I say I can get by on 6, so not quite as low as you said, but low enough. So sleep better. So that guy right there, Josh Stream, the Saturday Stream. Check him out 7 to noon here on WWIB weekdays, Saturday mornings. And he's a part of crew at the UW Stout campus in Menominee. And he said, hey, Halvo, they're looking for our leaders meeting. So I guess they regularly meet on Thursdays. But the leaders meeting was last night and Monday nights at like 8 o'clock and an area church. And he's like, a couple weeks ago, can you speak on you and your wife having a heart for the world? Mm. And so that was the subject for about 20 minutes last night. So it was kind of fun to be with them. And I told my Bill Bright story. Now, it was something to look and see the founder of campus that he had went to be with the Lord in 2003. And no, the years go by and you're like, really?
Man.
But one of the guys last night at the group talked about having done a 21-day fast. And so I'm like, you know, I got to share this. In 97, I set out to try to do a 40-day. And Bill Bright had written about this in his book, The Coming Revival. He wanted 2 million North American Christians to fast and pray over 40 days. And I'm like, it's a tall order. And my whole story, and if my mom is listening, she'll remember. In 97, I went home after 3 weeks of fasting to Milwaukee. And she's like, you look so thin. And I'd lost more than 20 pounds. And so she's working at a nursing home. She comes home with this case of Ensure. You know, and it's like, I got to tell you, after fasting 3 weeks, you know, V8 and fruit juice.
Yeah.
550 calories in a can was really good.
I bet it tasted incredible.
But when I interviewed Bill Bright a short time after that, and I somehow foolishly said, yeah, the last 2 weeks of my, you know, I did it, Bill. I did what you wanted. But the last 2 weeks, I did have some liquid nutrition. He just memorably said, that's not a fast. So, anyhow.
Bill.
And then the interview took place after that. But you've got a crew story.
Well, yeah. So I was involved in Campus Crusade back before they called it crew, before they were cool. At UWBC, which no longer exists, is now UWBCEC, I think. But anyway,
Barron
so I
County.
Went for a year of community college in Barron County. And so I joined Campus Crusade and had some friends there. And I think it was, I don't know if I missed a meeting for something.
Uh-huh.
I think it was a basketball team we were traveling or something like
okay.
that. So I missed it and found out afterward that they'd been told by the university, hey, you need to make sure you have elected officers to make everything official. So I was elected president of Campus Crusade for Christ at the University of Wisconsin-Barron County. While I was not there, they took a vote without me and came back and they're like, yep, you're the president now. But the thing was, that's a little thing that I put on my resume later on. It's like Campus Crusade for Christ, president.
So they helped boost your resume.
There you go. Thanks, guys. Thanks, James and Sarah and Scott.
Had you not been there, you might not have accepted. Who knows? So. Oh, funny. 21 degrees. Anyhow, great bunch of kids and young people there at Stout, and great to hang with them last night.